The Electrifying Sessions, on 100.3 Sound FM.
Oh, hello, old boy.
Hi, old chap.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just doing just great now.
Fancy meeting you here at the radio station.
Yeah, well, I drove my lorry down just the other day and stayed.
What did you have in the boot of your trunk?
Well, I've got the Electrifying Sessions going on in there.
Indubitably!
I dove into that prison cell with a parasite attached to me. I'd hope this all below would give us what was right above. But league after league, it yet remained for the fleshy vessel I kept it sustained. But what remains of the driving intent that led me to try such watery depths? Many things have betrayed me between there and here, and my memory is so, so, so fucking unclear. Time was it? And where was I with? What time was it? And where did you go?
This is 100.3 Sound FM, and you are listening to the Electrifying Session.
Oh, hello!
We'll be right back.
tuned into the Electrifying Sessions here on 100.3. What's that?
I was just asking why you had the second microphone on.
Oh, in case I had a guest that would like to speak. There's been a few good old chaps in the studio today.
Hello, old boy.
And maybe... I thought you were going to the loo.
I went to the loo already.
Oh.
Now I'm finished.
Well, very good then.
On to my lorry.
Hither.
One of the best intros to date.
Probably ever in the history of radio.
Yeah.
We're back!
What was the theme on the Mono A Mono show? I couldn't tune in.
It was Earth Hour because last Saturday, just this past Saturday, was Earth Hour, and on April 22nd, it's going to be Earth Day.
Oh, did one of you guys play The Darkness?
No. I believe in a thing called love.
Yeah.
You why? Could have.
Well, it's darkness. Everything was dark.
Oh! Nice. See? That's what we miss. We miss having the presence of DJ Jeffy Jeff. Sorry, DJ Jeffy Jeff on the Mono A Mono show. But hey, he's moved on to bigger and better things, I suppose.
No, it's... You know, we can...
An extension?
It's an extension. The 1-2 punch.
The 1-2-3 punch, if you include Straight Out of the Pit Punk Rock Radio.
That's right.
Your 3-show lineup for Think Deities, It's Tuesday.
Yeah. It's the best day of the week for music.
And I think earlier, during the Mono A Mono show, that's exactly what DJ Steel was doing by playing some Ram Dass. I think he was thanking the deities that it was Tuesday by playing Ram Dass. Spacesuit for Earth.
I didn't know he made music.
He doesn't.
Oh. He just talks. That's the Kreese. Kreese was.
Whoever the heck Kreese is. I thought it was going to be Ram Dass mixed by P. Diddy or Pharrell Williams or something like that, but no.
Kreese was good. Kreese was good.
Yeah.
Made well, from
Greece.
I'll check it out in the podcast, I guess.
Yeah, and you can check out the Lake of Bays Brewing Company Rock Feature Band of the Week, Tokyo Police Club, with their new album, Force Field.
Oof.
You need to check that out, DJ
I'm going to do my rock cut review, show review.
Nice!
Right now.
You should.
This show review is brought to you by Rock Cut.
Nice!
Assuming I get
the
goods.
You will get some.
Woo!
Getting some!
Damn straight. Alright, we out!
Alright, that's it for the Mono A Mono show. But as they drive home, they'll get to hear my rock cut week in review. And what a week it was. This week, Monday, there was a great show at the Princess. Followed it up Tuesday, there was a show after that. It all started with the Green Tree Frogs playing early Sunday. Now, late Saturday at what's being dubbed the new Trepid House. I don't know that I'd call it that because, I mean, it's not open to the public. It's a little bit of a private show. I had to kind of sneak in. I followed Dino Chang. And last week we heard, I had an interview with Dino Chang. So that show was great. It was really intimate, nice little setting. I always think of questions that I wish I asked after the fact. I was looking online because... Now, the Green Tree Frogs, as we got to it in that interview, they don't really have much of a web presence. But you can get to some of their tracks. They're being labeled Audio Boffins. B-O-F-F-I-N-S. So check that out. Some of the Green Tree Frog songs are there. That was a great show. The tracks that we heard before that great intro in the Unicorns was... We heard some of Each Other, which was the first band at the Princess on Monday. That song track was about the crowd, and it was all about the crowd. They were giving the goods to the crowd. Each Other is a band from Montreal. They're a 3-piece. DJ Dragon had a good point. It's psychedelic vocals over kind of poppier music, and I thought that nailed it. And so then that grew on me, and then it clicked, and I liked it, and I understood it. They're a fun band to watch. I really liked the drummer kept switching up his kit. He would do strange things like throw cymbals on his hi-hat, but there wasn't necessarily the hi-hat clappers. He would throw a cymbal on one of the toms, play with that. He would almost punch the floor tom while hitting the cymbal. He had maracas. He was mixing it up. The kit never stayed the same between songs. The song you heard then after each other's song about the crowd was Life in Vacuum. That song was You Did It to Yourself. That's the start of the album 5, or V. And they put on a great show. This was the first time I've seen Life in Vacuum. I've been hoping to get out to see them for a little bit now. And I was really hoping that they would play a lot of new stuff, and they played a lot of new stuff. They started with something that I didn't know what it was. It could have been old. If anyone knows what that is, feel free to call in, and feel free to call in with requests. The number is 884-CKMS. So that was Monday at the Princess. And I showed up late, so I missed Beowulf. So I'm not even going to any review or talk about that show because I missed it, so I wouldn't do it justice. Then Tuesday followed up with another set of great shows, and I had to dig deep. I had to throw together that interview and dish it off to the franchise that is Mono a Mono, and they played it for me, and thank you to them. So I showed up also late to this show, which was at some place in Kitchener. It was a strange building, but a unique place. I'm really glad I went, and I showed up to the band The Caution Children, who is from Jacksonville, Florida. Anyways, I think it's awesome that it's probably 30 degrees sunny in Florida right now, and these guys are up in Kitchener playing to a small room in some rundown building with snow everywhere. When we entered at an instrumental part, and the lead singer, which is this big guy, was trying to get the crowd going, trying to get some moshing going, and kind of came over and pushed DJ Dragon. She didn't skip a beat, she just pushed back and got into it. And they put on a great show. They're really high energy. They're being labeled as emo. Let's get into that. We're going to get into The Caution Children with A Letter to My Child and then some New Wings. Here it is on 100.3, The Electrifying Sessions.
Oh, 100.3 Sound FM.
Back here on the Electrifying Sessions. That was the song Eager Glacier by New Wings, with a nice ending, just full of swearing. And before that was the Caution Children with the song A Letter to My Child. There was another band actually in between. I didn't know the name of them. They were good, but I can't talk about them if I can't say who they are, so I'm not going to go into that. You want to check both those bands out. New Wings never fail to disappoint. I've seen them twice, maybe three times now. They're a four-piece instrumental, and they do a lot of driving rock, but also some spacey... I was going to say psychedelic, but I guess I can't really say psychedelic. They go off on these spacey tangents, and it was kind of fitting because after their first song, there was a projector playing, and it went to the blue screen of death, and it worked really well, because it happened right at the end of their first song. I thought it was on purpose, and I thought they had some heavy-duty, expensive light show going on, but the blue screen of death, go figure, it's an amazing background to have while playing some psychedelic, trippy music. The highlight of the show
Their last song, which they claim they made that day. It was just a killer riff. But so I can't wait until that a new album comes out from them, because I'm itching for it. Their old stuff's great, but it's been a couple years now, so guys, come on. So yeah, that was the week. That's the Cut Rock Weekend Review right there. Some of the guys in Green Tree Frogs are local. Dino's now in Montreal. But some of those guys still play here under the name Audio Boffin. So I'm going to jump to one of those, and then we're going to jump right into episode 5 of the Electrifying Adventures right here on 100.3. I'll come back after that, talk for a bit, and then we'll close it out with a few new songs. Stay tuned. Keep it locked here on 100.3. This is the Electrifying Sessions.